I would like my name to be Kumasaka, Mayan for clarity coming. I will adopt this name and prepare myself to see and hear and wait. My new name is a poem, a promise to lift my confusion and dullness. My other name is a gift from my father. It means I am loved. I will keep it as well, for it will make me feel safe, even after the last secluded melody of the solitary songbird is lost in the wind, immortalized in the cosmos. That's the last poem Marianne Cassidy ever wrote. She didn't have any paper, nor pen, nor time to fetch neither. For she was dying in a field of hay as it moved through her. So she spoke through rattled breaths, handing each word to the wind. And in return, the wind assured her that he would recite her poem before each sunrise, able to be heard by anyone, so long as they listened. I heard it in Iowa, funny how things go, wandering through the dusk, smoking my last cigarette, wondering. Nothing in particular, just wandering and wondering. And just as wonder gave way to silence, the wind tapped my shoulder. And he told me if ever there was a time to be hush puppy, it was right then and there. You best believe I did. And as Marianne's final gift unfolded in that balmy Iowa breath, for the first time in all my years, I remembered being born.